Back in 1973, along with Alexei Isaac, Lillian Michael, Peter Twitchell, and Charlie, to name a few, John Active was asked to come in and read Yupik in English News by none other than Chief Eddie Hoffman.
Radio first came on in the 70s, early 70s. There was a need for a translator, a Yupik news reporter, translator. And so that's how I came to come to KYUK, and then we used to do the news for radio, and then later on television came on, and so we did the news for TV too.
As a kid, John and his siblings would go to the movie house. The kids would then reenact scenes with characters from films like The Ten Commandments. Back at home, Yupik was still spoken in his house by his grandmother, Maggie Lind, the kids, and visitors.
There were always people staying at her house from different villages who would come and stay weeks at a time sometimes, and they would sit around in the evening, no TV, no radio, they'd sit around in the evening and tell stories. And so that's how I grew up, was sitting there on the floor listening to all these people telling stories.
But like most in Bethel at the time, the only radio John heard growing up was occasionally the American Forces radio network from the military bases, and on a good day they could pick up the KNOM signal out of Nome. But the radio they heard was all in English.
You know, we weren't empowered until the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act was signed. And then KYUK radio kind of just, with people like John, just all of a sudden we're having Yupik news. And it was because of people like him.
Beverly Hoffman was a classmate of John's in middle school, and in the late 1970s and early 80s, a coworker of John's at KYUK.
Some of those early radio pieces that he and Peter Twitchell did of Old Man, Young Man, and with Jim Barker, who was non-native, about the Great Honey Bucket Race, and you know, just really humorous stuff, and it fit him so well.
It was this work, in addition to the news that John did in the early days, says Hoffman, that was so well received as it is today, especially by the elders.
It gave people great pride to hear our language on KYUK. And I grew up a non-speaker, you know, and my dad was Yupik and half Yupik and my mom not. So we were mostly English-speaking in that era. John was blessed and being from families that spoke Yupik at home. And he brought that to the rest of the listening audience of the Kuskokwim and beyond.
Hearing Yupik on the airwaves was especially important because at the time, the language was not spoken or taught in schools. But as communication grew in the Delta, John and KYUK grew and adapted with it. When asked by KYUK alumnus and host of the Frontiers television show, Rhonda McBride, back in 2015, if having Yupik on the airwaves in the YK Delta helped preserve the language of the region, John said absolutely. He wished more native languages were spoken on the air across the state of Alaska. John himself was able to take his stories and the Yupik language not just statewide, but national, with his stories airing on National Public Radio in the 90s. In a 2007 interview, John spoke about how he went about telling stories to different audiences.
When I tell stories on the radio, because it was a story from our area, mm-hmm. for our local listeners, I could tell a story, you know, very easily, and they'd understand what I was talking about. Okay, if I'm going to do it statewide, mm-hmm. then I'd have to explain a little bit about what the story mm-hmm. was about as I'm going along. And then nationally, on NPR, I mean, that gets into more detail, why we talk about certain things, mm-hmm. why we think the way we think. So there was always three ways of telling stories. Mm-hmm. Like if you tell stories to kids, you do it simply as possible so they can understand. Yeah. That's the way I do it here, simply as possible, because they understand what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. But then for adults, then you get into a little bit more detail.
But passing on information to all listeners, especially Yupik speakers, John said, is important work.
All the news would be gathered from the area, and then we'd pass on that information to our listeners, and that was our main job, and it still is today.
The Yupik value, gingu vachjiyarak, of passing things on or passing things down to the next generation, went hand in hand with this process. In a 2007 interview with elder Ayana Gusty, Gusty spoke about what John's work meant to him.
It can translate them by English way. It can translate them by native way, both ways. That's really important because you want everybody to learn. What do we learn when we're watching and what we learn? We go through that, we pass it on. That's how I see John, I see him when he talks. He go through that, just like me. And we go through what we learn, we pass it on to the young people.
And John did that over the last 5 decades working at KYUK. He also regularly met with youth touring the station and in school classrooms to talk about what he was doing here and the importance of being proud to carry on the Yupik language and values in a world where many Native people struggle to keep their cultures alive. John pointed to the Yupik Talkline radio show.
Two, three times a week for 2 hours on the radio where they speak nothing but Yupik.
John's uncle, Peter Jacob, hosted Yuk to Yuk, on which John was occasionally a fill-in host. Today, the shows Yuk to Yuk are hosted by Fritz Charles, and Ketfahlugu, started 3 years ago by John, is now hosted by Peter Achak and carries on that legacy.
And they talk about contemporary things intermingled with ancient things. And then it lets the younger natives know why we are the way we are. And they're passing out information, too.
John's work was never done. One day on the back porch at KYUK, he was working with Elder Ayana Gusty, when, before breaking into another song, Gusty compared John's work with the Yupik cultural imperative to pass on knowledge.
What we learn, we pass it on to the young people. That's what John do, most lot of them.
Yeah.
My baby called me yesterday. Did she come back to see without my baby?
Ayana Gusty, singing on the back porch in an interview done 11 years ago with John Active here at KYUK. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.
One more time, all my blue, I'm gonna leave behind. Baby coming back, everything is fine. I'm gonna have love, love, love one more time.